We're learning Mishuvah de Bichavedat. We're learning about Chanukah. We're in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Chet. Question he has is, on Chanukah there are really two mitzvot that we have. The first is Ner Chanukah, which you need to do when you get home. No one fulfilled the mitzvah. You need to light Ner Chanukah when you get home. The second mitzvah on Chanukah that we have is Halil. There are two mitzvot on Chanukah, Ner Chanukah and Halil. So the question when it comes to Halil, are women obligated in Halil? Now why would you ask, are women obligated in Halil on Chanukah? Because women are obligated in Neirot Chanukah. We'll get to the end. Wait, let me set up this question. So, don't jump that. You jump to the conclusion. So, women are obligated in Neirot Chanukah, the Gemara says. Eat why? Afenayu boto anes. They were also included in the miracle. So, they're obligated in Neirot Chanukah as well. So, what about Halil? Are they also obligated in Halil? The Gemara doesn't say anything. So, what do you know about Halil? So, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Sukkah, about Halil and Sukkot. But, let's say someone doesn't know Halil. You don't know. So you have a child, you have a woman, who's saying Halil, and you're repeating. So you can't just answer Amen. You have to say all the words. Why? Normally when I say Kiddush, you just answer Amen. You have in mind, and that's good enough. You don't have to repeat Kiddush after me, word for word. So why do you have to hear? It's clear that she's not obligated in Halil. The only reason I have to repeat it is that she did not fulfill the mitzvah for me. When I make Kiddush, I can make Kiddush on all of your behalf. That's great. I'm obligated in Kiddush. We're all obligated in Kiddush. I make Kiddush for all of us together. That's good. But if I have a child making Kiddush, a child under bar mitzvah making Kiddush, that's not good for me. It doesn't work. I have to repeat after him because his mitzvah doesn't work for me. So you see from here that a woman's obligation in Halil, certainly on Sukkot, is not on the same level as me. Because her Halil doesn't work for me. Otherwise, I would have just answered Amen. Her Halil doesn't work for me. I have to repeat word for word after her. So you see that Halil, certainly on Yom Tov, a woman's Halil doesn't work for me. Now, the Halil on Yom Tov is a din d'oraita. So what about the Halil on Chanukah? So you would have told me, what do you mean? Rabbi, get real. Chanukah is a din d'rabanan. All of Chanukah is a din d'rabanan. How could the Halil on Chanukah be different? So, yeah. However, Rabbi Daniel Abavli and Sefer Maaseh Nisim and there are others, the Chatam Sofer writes, Halel on Chanukah is the Din D'Oraita. It's from the Torah. How could it be? Chanukah is not in the Torah because there's a Din. The Din is when a miracle happens to Am Yisrael, you say Halel. That's a Din in the Torah. Miracle happened to Am Yisrael, whatever miracle it might be. Miracles happen, you need to say Halel. Torah says, whenever it should happen. I don't know. When it should happen, you say Halel. So maybe Halel on Chanukah is a din d'oraita. If the Halel on Chanukah is just like the Halel on Sukkot, meaning they're both a din d'oraita, so then maybe, just like a woman is not obligated in the Halel on Sukkot, so too she's not obligated in the Halel on Chanukah. So what happened to Afena Yubot Anes? Afena Yubot Anes. We say that, right? That's why they're obligated in near Chanukah. They're also obligated in Megillah. Why? Afena Yubot Anes. Meaning Megillah to Sarah. It's a little bit more obvious that she was involved in the Nes. Arba kosot and Lel Pesach. Women are obligated. Afen ayubot anes. So this is somewhat ironic, but the Rishonim say to include women because afen ayubot anes only works in the mitzvah de Rabbanan. If it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, so then afen ayubot anes, including women in the mitzvah. Normally I would have told you it's a mitzvah tasei shasman grama. A positive mitzvah that you have to do at a specific time, women are exempt. But when it comes to a din d'rabanan, and they say afen ayu boto anes, it includes the women as well. So what about Halil and Chanukah? If Halil and Chanukah is a d'oraita, so then the whole question of afen ayu boto anes doesn't apply. But Rav Avadia points out, he says, that's novel, that's clever. Halil is d'oraita. So Rabbi Daniel Abavli and Chazan Sofer say, when the din d'oraita is, when a miracle happens to Am Yisrael, say Halil. Okay? So a miracle happens, so say Halil. However, we're getting there. I promise, we're getting there. So the problem is that we hold it's a din drabanan. Because the Rambam says Halil, the whole Halil is a din drabanan. All of Halil is a din drabanan. It's clever. I had to tell you that Halil was a din d'oraita. Most people thought Halil is a din drabanan. The Rambam writes explicitly that Halil is a din drabanan. Halil is a din drabanan. Fine. So let's assume we assume halakha l'maaseh Halil is a din drabanan. So now we have the option of saying, okay, what about women? Now we can say afen ayu boto anes, right? We use it for Ner Chanukah to say afen ayu boto anes. So why not for, do we say it for Halil or not? So the Rambam, right after he says Halil is Drabanan, all Halil is Drabanan. He says Halil on Sukkot is Drabanan and Halil on Pesach is Drabanan. Certainly Halil on Chanukah is Drabanan. So you would have said, okay, so now, Afena Yuboto Anes, I can include women. He says right after that, but if a woman's saying Halil, you still have to repeat after her. You have to repeat word for word. Why do you have to repeat word for word? Because she's really not obligated. She's really not obligated in Hallel, I am. And therefore, her Hallel doesn't work for me. Even on the Din Rabbanan. Now, why is that? We include women all the time in Afen Ayubot Oanis. We included women in Hadlakat Ner Chanukah Afen Ayubot Oanis. Why are you telling me that Ner Chanukah, yes, Afen Ayubot Oanis, but not Hallel. Hallel, not Afen Ayubot Oanis.
The Ner Chanukah is more for the 8 days of the spoil, and the Hallel is more for the military victory. Men let it in the military victory.
Men also lit the candles.
So
the question is, what nace were women included in? No, Hallel is a mitzvah. Hallel is part of the mitzvah. Hidur of what? No, you have to have a mitzvah, and then a hidur mitzvah is you're doing X in a better way. So what's the X? So the question is also, though, what nace were women included in? It was the military battle, actually. There's a question that they would say there was a din that they would made a rule that all the women who were getting married, they had to go with the Greek general the night before the wedding. That's why they were included. And B, there's a story with Yehudit in Holy Furnace, and she managed to turn the tide of war. So it's actually the women were part of the military victory, less so in the Beit HaMikdash. So I would have... Okay, but still, the women were certainly not involved in the Beit HaMikdash, in the lighting of the menorah, that's clear. So in the end of the day, we say, look, okay, why are we obligating them in Ner Chanukah? So we say, because the essence of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Afen Ayu Boto Anes, is a din in Pirsum Hanes. They're obligated, like us, a nes happened, they're obligated to show Hakarat HaTov, Hoda'ah, to be grateful, and to publicize. That's the din. You have to publicize that which Hashem did for us. So let's think about the other mitzvot of Afen Ayu Boto Anes. Megiyar Megillah. Mikra Megillah, Megillat of Esther. It's not just you're obligated to read it. You read it and you publicize it. We get up in Tzibur and you read it loud for everybody to hear. Why? It's the mitzvah to do lefarsem et hanes, to make it public. The mitzvah of Arba Kosot. Arba Kosot is something we all do together. It's something that we show, therefore we demonstrate the miracle, the Pirsum Hanes. So which demonstrates the Pirsum Hanes? Lighting the candles demonstrates Pirsum Hanes. Lighting candles demonstrates Pirsum Hanes. We're showing we're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which he did, and we're publicizing it. Hallel is a private thing between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Hallel is a private thing between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, it's a form of Hoda'ah. It's Hallel, we're Hallel. You're being Meshaveach, you're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not public. And therefore, even though both are Dinim D'Rabbanan, both lighting candles, Nerot Chanukah is a Din D'Rabbanan, and Hallel is a Din D'Rabbanan, women are only obligated in Ner Chanukah. Women are not obligated in Hallel, because Hallel is private. It's not part of a public Afen Ayu Boto Anes. Afen Ayu Boto Anes that requires a woman to do something is only something that's more publicizing the miracle. Since Hallel is interpersonal, it's between a person, rather, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are not obligated. What if a woman wants to say Hallel? So it's just Tehillim. However, she cannot say it with a bracha. She cannot say it with a bracha. According to Shulchan Aruch, if there's a mitzvah that you're not obligated in, if a woman's opting in, she says it without a bracha. So the woman would like to say Hallel because she feels grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Chanukah. She's feeling a tremendous italut nafshit, that she wants to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She can say it, the Tehillim, she can say the Perkim, but without a bracha. That's his bottom line. The woman is obligated in their Chanukah, but not obligated in Hallel.